From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of that test. After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace. Here is Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
This act is profoundly destabilizing for regional security and seriously undermines international non-proliferation efforts. I condemn it unequivocally.
In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest sharply criticized North Korea, but cast doubt as to whether the North actually has a hydrogen bomb.
The initial analysis that's been conducted of the events that were reported overnight is not consistent with North Korean claims of a successful hydrogen bomb test. There's nothing that's occurred in the last 24 hours that has caused the United States government to change our assessment of North Korea's technical and military capabilities.
Josh Earnest. German officials say a series of sexual assaults and thefts that took place during New Year's Eve celebrations in Cologne were likely part of a coordinated effort by a criminal gang. Police say about 1,000 men, most of Arab or North African origin, had gathered near Cologne's main train station around midnight throwing fireworks. After police moved in to break it up, smaller groups of men began surrounding women passing through the area, groping and harassing them. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A review commission made the suggestion. This is VOA News. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters, since coalition airstrikes began August 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Turkey is seeking to avoid being embroiled in the deepening crisis between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Dorian Jones reports.
The growing diplomatic crisis between Tehran and Riyadh is seeing Ankara perform a delicate balancing act. Turkish Deputy Prime Minister Noiman Kurtulmuş issued a carefully worded statement condemning both the attack on the Saudi embassy in Tehran and the execution of cleric Nima al-Nima. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, in line with Turkey's Western allies, called Tuesday on Riyadh and Tehran to act with common sense. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The Pentagon has announced that two inmates from Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba have been transferred to Ghana. It says the decision to move the two suspected terrorists was based on several factors after a review of their cases. The spokesman for Uganda's police says main opposition leader Kizza Besigye and his supporters are to blame for campaign violence on Wednesday. The violence left a police officer and two other people injured in the Bukwo district. Their injuries are not considered life-threatening. Officers used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the opposition crowd. The powerful El Niño-influenced storm hit the coast of California, dumping much needed rain on a state stricken with a severe drought. The National Weather Service says storms Wednesday and Thursday are expected to dump more than 7 centimeters of rain. The man accused of supplying guns to the shooters in the recent California terrorist attack has pleaded not guilty to conspiracy and other charges. Enrique Marquez Jr. faces 2 charges of firearm violations for being the so-called straw buyer in the purchase of 2 assault rifles used in the attack in San Bernardino. Marquez is also accused of conspiring with shooter Syed Rizwan Farouk to provide material support to terrorists. He also faces other charges. He's not charged with direct involvement in the attack last month that left 14 people dead and wounded more than 20, but officials say his failure to warn authorities about Farouk and his purchase of the guns had deadly consequences. Chinese stock trading was temporarily suspended for a second time this week after circuit breakers kicked in, following a steep, more than 7% plunge. That's market information from Asia. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.